Hvis jeg skulle lave et indslag omkring Chicago, hvis indslaget skulle hedde Where to Eat, så ville det tage lang tid at lave det her indslag. Fordi der er ufattelig mange steder, man kan spise i Chicago. Og når man bare er der i to dage, så har man altså ikke mange chancer for at prøve det hele. Men så kan man prøve at tænke lidt på, hvad der var, der foregik i et rejseradioprogram her for et par gange siden. Hvis I har hørt det, så ved vi, at vi besøgte Jim i Tavern on the Green i New York. Og Jim, han fortalte os, efter interviewet havde fundet sted, at han faktisk havde en onkel i Chicago, som havde en restaurant. Og den skulle vi selvfølgelig besøge, nu vi var i Chicago, og det var absolut hele besøget værd. Restauranten hedder La Creperie. Om noget sted her i verden, så kan man altså gå ind på La Creperie og spise fransk mad. Jeg vil ikke sige midt i Chicago, for man skal lige sådan omkring 7 km væk fra bymidten, men når man er der, så har man altså muligheden for det. Og I kan høre stemningen i øjeblikket. Den er helt fantastisk. Man går igennem et lille, lille bitte creperie. Man går ind igennem bygningen, og så havner man ude i gårdhaven. Og her, der møder jeg selvfølgelig Chamin, som har grundlagt den her restaurant helt tilbage i 1972. Så han er altså ikke nogen årsung. Han er 75 år, men han er, som det hedder på ægte amerikansk, still going strong. Chamin, you're friends. You came from Europe, you came to the States, and you have been working around in the States, and then you're settled down here in Chicago making a French restaurant. How do you get that idea?
I like to say the secret of success could be find out what everybody's doing and do something else.
That's true, there's no burgers here.
That was pretty much what happened. Nobody was making crepes in Chicago, and I bought some grills from France. I knew how to make the crepe on the grill, and we started like that with only the front room, with only 10 tables, no salaries, just my wife, myself, and a helper. So it was easy to start. We didn't have to make too much money to survive.
You established this restaurant, and it was back in 1972. But at that time, how did people know you were here? I mean, Chicago was still a very, very big city at that time.
It took a little while, but not too long. We opened June 72. Until Christmas, it was touch and go. We got the people from the street, from the neighborhood, on some repeat business. But in January or February of 73, a freelance writer did an article about the creperie on a Sun Time that appeared on a Sunday. And from that time on, we were busy in the front room every night, because you only had 10 tables. It's not hard to fill a room with 10 tables. And then it kept going. So I also thought, we're going to start a business. If people come back, we stay in business. If not, maybe I'll sell furniture, who knows. But they kept coming back and I had no time to think about something else.
When you have been selling these 10 tables you had, then you will run out of business. But anyway, you have had this business for about 42 years, and that is a lot. And you are still going very strong. I mean, we have just enjoyed some very good food here, and it was typical French pancakes. And these pancakes was not as we know it from Denmark, with sugar and something on it. It was a really dinner pancake with meat, with vegetables, and then afterwards.
Two main. One is what we call a buckwheat flour. It's like a duck flour. That's what we do to make the crepe that here they call savory. So it's lightly salted. On the other one is just plain wheat and sugar. Everybody likes sugar.
Yeah, of course.
So those are the two main crepes that we have. The dough are made, one sweet and one non-sweet. That's about all.
It's not to believe, but you have passed the 70s, and you say, okay, you may not work that much in the future. You're still working, and for me, you look like somebody who will never stop working.
It's been doing the same thing for 42 years, so maybe if I keep doing that, it's fine. But if I stop, then I might have a problem. But I won't have a problem because I will not stop completely. But I will travel more in 2 years, for example. But otherwise, it's a routine every day, and I do the same thing every day, so I don't change, because I do the same thing every day.
That sounds very easy. Anyhow, what I will do is that on our website, reiseradio.dk, I will make a link to your restaurant, so the listeners have the possibility to go in and find out where they are going to eat in Chicago. At least, we are producing now a Where to Eat in Chicago, and there's only one restaurant, so I'm quite sure there will come a lot of Danes in your restaurants in the future.
Well, thank you, and I hope I will recognize them when they come in.
I will tell them they have to bring some small Danish flag.
That's a blue cross, blue and white, or blue?
No. That's the Swedes. It's on the other side. The Danish is red and white.
Red and white. Okay. Well, I'm sure I'll find them.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Så med den herlige stemning og atmosfære fra La Creperie i Chicago, er vi ved at være færdige med rejseradioen denne her gang. Tak til Chemang for snakken om hans helt usædvanlige spisested. Vi havde en dag i Chicago, to aftener. Den første blev brugt på The Taste of Chicago, og den anden på La Creperie. Fordelen ved sidstnævnte er, at La Creperie eksisterer året rundt. Og glem så ikke at tage det danske flag med. Jeg gætter dog på, at det måske også rækker at sige ved bardisken lige ved indgangen, at man har hørt om La Creperie i den danske rejseradio. Så er jeg sikker på, at man får en magnifik betjening, og med lidt held af Chemin himself. Som sagt, det er slut for denne her gang, men vores tur på tværs af USA fortsatte. Derfor følger jeg op med yderligere et par rejseradioprogrammer hen over vinteren. De to fra New York og Washington CD kan fortsat høres på rejseradioen.dk, og specifikt om Route 66, eller Route 66, som jeg lærte lidt senere, efter vi havde forladt Chicago, at det hed, kan også høres på motorradioen.dk. Og man kan læse om den ikoniske amerikanske hovedvej, der starter i Chicago, i flere artikler på motorsiden.dk. Så jeg håber, vi genser hinanden, også i det forum. Jeg hedder Søren Clouding. Tak for nu.